It's City Desk, news and views from Biloxi City Hall. And now the host of our program, City Desk, is Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program at 10:49 on Thursday, April 21st, here at Biloxi City Hall. We got a full agenda to talk about today, but what's on your mind?
Well, I think it's an exciting day here in Biloxi for the simple reason we have a day of calm and peace. We had a successful victory with the Black Spring Break, which we still brag about, and there's still accolades going to the police department. And then I understand there's a lot of exciting parties and get-togethers that are happening throughout the city this week.
There are. And by the way, on spring break, not only the police department, but all of our visitors, they just had a super time. It was a great weekend for everybody, and traffic was maybe it tried people's patience at times, but everybody was...
May I, Vincent? You had 35,000 and only 10 arrests.
Right. That's what I mean. It was just remarkable. And as I was telling the police department, they always have a list of, you know, the numbers on arrests and so forth. I said, let's not let that color the story, because it's just like for Mardi Gras. There's a whole bunch of people here, and let's not just isolate on the few little things. Today, we're going to talk about the city council meeting that we had on Tuesday. We're going to talk about what the fire department had the other day, a red letter day. We'll explain that. We had a $1 million week last week. We'll explain that. We're also looking at a fireworks-free East Beach coming up. The Senior Olympics are in town, and we've got a lot of events going on this weekend. So you followed the agenda, William. City Council, Red Letter Day for the Fire Department, $1 million week, fireworks-free East Beach, and Senior Olympics. And here to talk about...
I'm excited about that $1 million, Vincent.
Okay, we're going to go fast because we may even have a surprise guest at the end of the show. We're going to ambush a reporter. They usually ambush us. David Nichols, thank you for finally joining us.
Good to be here. Sorry I'm running a few minutes late. A little bit busy this morning.
Apparently William and I were late because the show was supposed to start earlier. David, we had a $1 million week last week, and this has got to do with a new enterprise we have coming here to Biloxi over on city property, former city property. What's the details on this $1 million week?
Well, the city had a piece of property that was the old Biloxi Specialty Hospital site, just west east of McDonald's there on Main Street, and it's been sitting there, surplus piece of property, for a number of years, and we had a developer who wanted to put a hotel on that site, so we did appraisals and got fair market value, and fair market value ended up being just a little over $1 million, and so we put $1 million in the city coffers.
What we're going to be looking at is a 100-room hotel. It's going to create 45 jobs. This is going to be a Hilton Garden Inn, and we know that from what we understand, they're going to get under construction in August of this year, and they're hoping to, as I understand it, possibly be open by the end of the year, maybe.
And also, David, is this more like a boutique hotel than a usual high volume?
They haven't really said. Did they say, Vincent, what it's going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be a Hilton Garden Inn. It's going to have 100 rooms, and it's going to be right over there to the east of the Santa Maria, which is northeast of the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor. What was interesting about this, though, David, as we move forward on this, is that the city has a new economic development initiative plan.
That's right. And, you know, we're trying to get everything rebuilt in East Biloxi as quick as we can, and this is all part of it.
And it brings accountability to it. In other words, they have to perform. And how does the plan work?
Well, the sale was a sale, but the mayor wants them to be, up and running within a very short period of time.
And what the deal is that they get a tax break on their city property taxes, and that tax break is going to be over a five-year period. It's 50% for the improvements that they make, such as the building, that increases the value of the land. They're not going to have to pay additional taxes for that building, but however, they must create those 45 jobs within a specified amount of time. If they do not create those 45 jobs in a specified amount of time, then they will have to retroactively pay those taxes that they won't enjoy the benefits of that tax break.
Yeah, thanks for bailing me out there, Vincent. I appreciate that. Yeah, so that you know that the tax incentives helps the business. You know that has just bought a big piece of property. You know you got all the insurance costs associated right there on the front beach, and we've done similar things to business along the front beach that have to help defray some of the cost of the insurance.
And the big difference now, though, is you've got that accountability, that performance guarantee that's built into this. David, we had a red letter day in the fire department the other day. Do you know what that's about?
Yes, we got red fire trucks. No, we had 10 new firemen that went on shift. I believe they started yesterday. What's today? Thursday?
They started Tuesday.
And so they everybody at the fire department got shifted around, and we got some fire trucks that got shifted around. So, but the key to all that is there's a national standard that's out there that states how many firemen should be on a scene when you have a fire. It's very difficult to achieve. It's very expensive to achieve. But with the addition of these 10 new firemen, we're able to meet that standard. And so we're hoping that'll help us in the fire rating, which helps in the insurance rates that our citizens here in Biloxi pay.
Right now, we are a Class 3 fire department, and that's based on our staffing. It's based on our water system. We are one of only three in the entire state that has a Class 3. That translates into lower insurance premiums for our residents and our businesses. We also want to definitely thank Senator Thad Cochran. What Senator Cochran did was he secured a grant for $1.2 million. That is going to pay the salary of these firefighters for 2 years. We have 10 of them that went on staff Tuesday. Two more of them are yet to be hired. So it's a total of 12 firefighters that we'll have on board. And we want to thank Senator Cochran. We also want to congratulate Chief Joe Boney because this was a huge milestone for the Biloxi Fire Department. David, the City Council had a meeting on Tuesday. One of the things they talked about was we're going to be seeing some changes at the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor and the Point Cadet Marina.
That's right. The fees have gone up just a little bit, but what it's really going to mostly impact is transient vessels that come into our harbor for a weekend or so, and those are considered live aboards. Those will be impacted the most. And so hopefully it will get a little bit of additional revenue out of it, but those who are living there, you know, they have the largest impact on our infrastructure, be it the water, the power, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they'll be paying a little bit more, and hopefully it'll be revenue neutral for us.
A couple of, in the spirit of full disclosure, a couple of other things. We are changing the way that we gauge people's rent, and we're following pretty much what all public harbors and marinas do. William, it used to be that if you had a 60-foot slip and you only had a 40-foot boat, we only charged you for that 40-foot boat. But since you're using an entire 60-foot slip, you have to pay for that entire 60-foot slip. So that's going to be a significant change for some of our people, and we're going to work with them on however we can to make sure that the slip is in line with the size of the vessel.
Will there also be special consideration? What about those that are there year-round?
Those that are there year-round, yeah, there's going to be a fee involved with them. And the ones that live on their boat, that uses a lot more of our resources, a lot of electricity, water, and garbage. There's a number of factors. Larry Sablich, the director of our our waterfront efforts at the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor in Back Bay and all of our piers, he looks at it a lot of times like he's managing an apartment complex that floats. So that's and the other thing is we're going to make some accommodations for when we have special events. The bottom line, David, is I guess we don't want to see a case where the rest of the city is subsidizing.
That's right. Right now we're spinning into our fund balance. It's not self-sustaining. So we had to adjust our rates to make it a self-sustaining enterprise because it is supposed to support itself. William, how big's your boat? Is it in a slip bigger than your boat?
It's in his bathtub.
Yeah, well, since it runs on steam, I have to. You know, we're back about 100 foot, and then. But see, you have no depot for coal, so that's why I don't bring it here. You know what I'm saying? And then the wheels, the paddles on the other side, it causes a lot of problems.
We have one other thing that we're going to mention and then a quick preview of this weekend's events. David, we're going to have a fireworks-free East Beach.
Yeah, the mayor has proposed that we have a fireworks-free zone from that didn't mean fireworks are free. That means that we won't have fireworks there from the Small Craft Harbor down to Oak Street. And so those people who want to go and go down to the beach and not have to worry about getting hit in the head or eye with a skyrocket, they can go down to that area. And those people who want to shoot fireworks, they have 25-ish more miles of beach they can go shoot fireworks on. So we're hoping it'll be a balance, and we'll see how it works out, and hopefully it works good.
There's a one-mile stretch we're talking about, and as the mayor says, you're talking about a natural amphitheater between that Small Craft Harbor and Oak Street, which is where Harris is, and the fireworks are shot directly south of that. Okay, thank you for that, David. We also have this weekend a quick little preview here. The Indian 5K run, Indian Nation 5K, takes place Saturday morning, April 23rd, right here in front of Biloxi City Hall. You can find out information on the city's website. Also, John Fitzhugh, our good friend at the Sun-Herald, he is heavily involved in CISV, Children's International Summer Village. They're going to have a fundraiser out at Hiller Park. It's called Mutts for Peace. It's an all-mutt dog show. They're also going to have a little one-mile fun run with your dog. That's going to be Saturday, April 23rd from 9 to 2 in Hiller Park, and you can find out information about that. Right now, William, the Senior Olympics, the Mississippi Senior Olympics, are taking place in our city. So if you see an old person walking around with a gold, silver, or bronze medal, be sure to say congratulations. Hollywood Prom 2016. This is an all-inclusive prom for junior high and special needs children. That's going to be Friday, April 22 from 6 to 9 over at the Snyder Center. All of the information on that is going to be on our city website. We want to invite in a special guest right now. She came down here to ambush David Nichols, but we're going to turn the tables. Kristen Durand is one of the star reporters out at WXXV, covers a lot of issues here at the city. Tell us how long you've been here on the Gulf Coast.
I've been on the Gulf Coast, I think, a little over a year now, maybe a year and 3 months. It doesn't feel like it's been that long, but yeah, I love it here so far. So.
And you came from where?
Came from New Orleans, Louisiana.
So it was not that big of a change for you at all. What conceptions did you have of Biloxi and the Gulf Coast before you got here? And what's the thing that surprised you the most?
You know, I've only ever passed through Biloxi since before moving here. We have a condo over in Gulf Shores, so I've never really stopped and got to see what Biloxi and Gulfport is all about. And since moving here, I've realized that there's really a lot more to the Gulf Coast and South Mississippi than I thought, and I think a lot of people around the country think as well.
What kind of stories do you like covering?
I love covering anything that the community can get excited about or involved in. Nice, positive stories.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're glad to have you here today. And tell people when they should tune into the news.
Tune into the news. We have our Sunday show at 9 and 10. We also have a morning show, 7 and 8. We have our new noon show at 12. And we also, of course, have our 5:30 show, our 9 and 10, Monday through Friday.
And you can go on what's the website?
WXXV25.com.
Did you always know you wanted to do this?
I did. Ever since I was little and watching the people on the news when I was younger, I knew that I wanted to do that, and I wanted to be able to tell stories and be a voice for the community.
What's his name with the Don Hewitt with 60 Minutes, the longtime executive producer, he said that what they do at 60 Minutes is, it's summed up in just a few words, tell me a story.
Absolutely.
Okay, Kristen, thank you very much for being here. And David, we ambushed her. What do you think?
She does good. Yeah, did good. The tables were turned this morning on her, so she did fine. We're looking for a good week this weekend. The weather should be great. Everybody be safe and be courteous, and hopefully we'll have folks will spend a lot of money while they're here.
William, when I asked her if this is what she always wanted to do, I didn't mean go in TV. I meant do the City Desk podcast.
I understand. Anyway, we're very honored to have someone from the broadcast media in our program. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you do visit the website. That's www.biloxi.ms.us for all of your information. All of the tabs are on the homepage. We'll help you get through each day, each week. You are listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall with your host, Public Affairs Manager Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.